Taking the physical form of the apostles and Timothy, chapter 1, and it's the middle of verse 12. For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now, let's review in the Acts, chapter 26. And we'll read from verse 13 for Rebbe. At midnight, at midday, opening, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about the moon, and then which journeyed with me. And when we were all called to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon my feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom thou art sent, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly bishop, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem, and through the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to the small and the great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer. We have the suffering of Christ right before us this today. That Christ should suffer, and that he should be first, that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he does speak of himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Oh, thou art beside thyself, much living doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak all words of the truth and soberness. For the kingdom is of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded, none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was but done in a corner. King of the world, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. There are a few verses in the Gospel, now chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man who was in one of fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate of souls, and desired to defend the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. More other dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was dead. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and sent Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my heart. For I am tormented in this way. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, if you answer you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hence. Then he said, I pray therefore, Father, I will send you into my Father's house, for I have five brethren, that ye may testify unto them, lest ye also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have motives and prophets, but and he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, no one knows from the dead. In the first scripture, we have a man who was fully persuaded. In the second scripture, came a brother, he was almost persuaded to be a Christian. In the last scripture, we have those who were never persuaded. During our campaign, we thank the Lord time and time again for the blessing that He has blessed us with and saved many precious souls coming to the Lord. And you know one of the verses that has attracted our hearts more and more in those last 40 days. It's a verse in Corinthians where Paul says this. Knowing the terror of the Lord, he said, I desire to persuade men. I hope tonight, by the time this evening comes to a close, you and the same friend tonight might be persuaded to be a Christian. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we desire to persuade men. I'd like to ask you to come with me and read four words out of the Old Testament and four words out of the New Testament. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I want to take you two words out of verse 11. Naaman says, I thought. Verse 15, middle of the verse, I know. I thought. Now, the Acts again, chapter 36. That would be read already. Chapter 36 of the Acts. Verse 9. I thought. Verse 3. I know. Apart, want to leave my prayer. Naaman, he was a leper, and he needed revenge. And we know that leprosy speaks of sin. But you see, the both of them said the same thing. We're trying to let the both of them to change their minds. And you know that's what repentance means? It's a change of mind. It's a little bit of pattern. I wonder what your thoughts are tonight. Naaman, you know, he was a wonderful man, wasn't he? Captain, honorable. Very man he was in his day in his position, but he was a leper. And he's like many people today, you know. He thinks, I should do this and I should do that. You get salvation and blessing. But he was wrong, you know. He was wrong. He said, I thought. You remember, he went to the wrong person. He went to the name of the trouble. He should have the wrong goal. But tonight, friends, we want you to change your mind. Change your mind. And of course, after he was cleansed, what a difference. Listen to his language. I know. Granting this to be able to say, I know. Behold, I know, he says, after he was cleansed of his leprosy. Oh, yes, he put away his thoughts. He changed his mind. Behold, I know that you are the God, but that God is Israel. The Apostle Paul said the same, you know. He thought he was doing what he was doing, so to speak. Persecuting the saints and so on. I thought this. But all the way to the point. But if you see, I think of it tonight, for I know. I know it through my Father, believe. And I am persuaded that he is able. He is able, yes. I was saying of those words to be, you know. The ability of Christ. The ability of Christ. Paul knew something of it, you know. He begins this chapter by rejoicing in God, saying that God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. Oh, and the men and women of the evil. And they tell us when we come in contact with them, I do this. I do that, and they are trying to merit the good works to get to heaven, so to speak, and not take it wrong, you know. I wonder if there's one in this room tonight who has wrong thoughts in connecting with God and his wonderful salvation without money and without Christ, and it's the whosoever will. I wonder what you think of Christ tonight. You remember the great question which was raised? What is the name of Christ? I wonder how your thoughts are traveling tonight as you hear once more of this wonderful Savior. And Paul knew something about it, didn't he? When he could say, I know. Thinking of all the men and women who have used those two words in life. I was thinking about Job today. Job says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yes. He had a sight of resurrection. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I wonder if you use that language tonight and say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Think of the blind man in chapter 9 of John's Gospel. Blind from his birth. Yes, they were discussing one thing and another. But listen to his language. He says, One thing I know. Once I was blind, but now I see. Oh, I hear tonight. I wonder if you will use this language. One thing I know, Paul says, one thing is equal. One thing I know, once I was blind, but now I see. And oh, when you think of the activities of the God of this world who is blind in the mind of men that don't need much money. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine upon them. Let the light of the glorious gospel should shine upon them to be blinded by the word of this life. My Lord, tonight, in simple faith and trust, we want you to come to the Savior. Listen to the words of the apostle again. I know in whom, it's a person, you see, It's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who is able to save, not only able to save, but is able to keep us until that day when he will present us to himself, that glorious God without spoil or wrinkle or any such thing. Are you going to come tonight? Are you going to be truly persuaded and say, I know in whom I have believed? I was just reading a little article we know in the shop during the week about two men, one who changed his mind and one who didn't change his mind. One who was a millionaire, his name was Cecil Rhodes. You've heard of him. The other man was a simple believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. A man who led just a few couples when he died. By the way, he was rich in faith. And you'll get that well that thou good and faithful servant. He was William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. The two of them lived in their day at this decision. And no one of you believed that you were making a pound of wealth. 6 million had been left to the students, according to the reading of this article. You know what he said? You know what he said in his last 14 days? Well, it's according to us in this article that he'd given all to have a simple faith to believe in the Savior that we really believe in. What shall it profit a man? Should he gain a whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I wonder what you would give tonight in exchange for your soul. If this was the last night you had to live, I wonder what you would give in exchange for your soul. God doesn't ask great things. It's a simple message to simple people. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. The Apostle Paul says, I know. Are you going to be persuaded tonight? Are you going to be fully persuaded and say, I know in whom I have believed? What a wonderful testimony would be. Joy dwells in heaven over one sinner that repented. And we want you to come in simple faith and trust tonight and meet the Savior that we fully persuaded. Now we come to the 26th chapter of the Acts. The Apostle Paul, he never forgot his first personal experience with the Lord Jesus. If you ever read through the Acts carefully, you would notice he tells his conversion three times. I'll tell you something. If you come to the Savior tonight, you'll never forget that personal experience with Jesus. And the Apostle Paul, you know, went to Damascus, threatening the saints, persecuting them, putting them in prison, and so on. But you know, he was God's will. And suddenly, the scripture says, and suddenly, there was a light shone from heaven, a voice from heaven, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. Oh, I wonder tonight if the Lord Jesus is speaking to someone here. Well, the apostle, he said he was a happy man. I didn't read the first of the chapter. He was a happy Christian. You happy in the Lord tonight? We don't meet very many happy Christians today, you know? Are we that happy, blessed people, joyful in Europe? I was greatly impressed with this thought. He was happy. He told the king he was a happy man. Why was he happy? Because he was trusting in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he stood before King Agrippa. And of course, what did he preach to him? He preached Christ, and that Christ should suffer. All this has been brought before us, no doubt, in the power of the Holy Spirit this week, that Christ suffered for our sins. Mind you, he's not going to die for sins. was what Peter says, he suffered for sins. Propitiation, the just for the unjust, substitution, that he might bring to God reconciliation. What a wonderful Savior we have. He suffered for sins. We can imagine Paul preaching the gospel here, how the Christ suffered. And he was buried. But you know, if he preached the full gospel, he not only led the Christ on the cross, he was buried, he rose again, exalted, he's exalted again, and he's becoming again Savior. What a wonderful Savior we have. The one who became dead, but who is alive forevermore. And he comes to Peter there and he says, look, he says, this thing was done in the corner. All men were to be, you know, in fancy, they were coming in the corner. It wasn't done in the corner, you know. What do you mean? I'll tell you what they meant. But Christ was put together from the earth, he hardly be heaven and earth. This thing was not done in the corner. Oh, I wonder what the thoughts. What thoughts run through him of his life as he was reminded of this? Could I remind you again? This thing was not done in the corner. Mind you, we'll never remember Calvary, you know, we'll not see any opens in his hands. We'll never forget him, you know. When we see him, we shall see all the opens in his hands. We'll be reminded of Calvary's cross. This thing was not done in the corner. The Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel, he tells us, three men, you must live without us, Moses, live without the shepherd in the wilderness. So must the Son of Man be lived without. Why? We have no other thing to preach tonight. The Apostle says, we preach Christ crucified, buried and risen, but glorified, and he's coming again. That's the full gospel, you know. Jesus is coming again. And we see King Agrippa here in these days. We see the word of Paul saying to King Agrippa, Paul is not done in the corner. He was a man, listen to his words, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. The first year of the war, there was a man came to visit me, a lad I had many scrolling memories. And coming from the sea that again, it was a bright afternoon, I remember it very well, came to my door, asking for a number of years. And he didn't fully know that I was a Christian. I'd been converted just a short time before this. And I remember saying to him, well, Johnny, what about the walk? It's a lovely afternoon, a nice walk down the coast and round by the Fisher's Road. And we went down there and we talked about many things, but we spoke about Jesus. And I remember standing at the top of the Fisher's Road, John Lennon, and we halted in the pause for a few moments. And he was almost asleep to be a Christian. He was almost asleep to be a Christian. But some to say, he didn't be persuaded. He couldn't be persuaded. And coming from the wall, we came back to the house and we had tea and we parted. And you know, that man like myself is very older now. We went to the school together. I saw him not long ago at his sister's funeral. And his dear sister was buried. And she fell asleep in Jesus. Wonderful sister she was in every day. But as far as I know, my dear friend, my dear school boyfriend, has never been persuaded to be a Christian. I tell you this, young people, because if he had been persuaded that day, he would save himself from many pitfalls. Because that man, you know, he landed in prison, and he was in prison for 9 months. And as far as I know tonight, he's still on the broad road that leads to destruction. And I always remember that day. society, he was always pursuing to be a Christian. I wonder if there's one in this hall tonight who has come to this point of being almost persuaded to be a Christian. Well, could I give you a word of warning from the Word of God? My spirit shall not always strive with men. If the Spirit of God is striving with you tonight, I don't know you, from the youngest to the oldest of you, if you're under the conviction of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come, we were reminded that our meeting in the whole Godhead is an activity tonight to the salvation of your precious soul. And the Spirit's work tonight in this room, the one of us, is convincing men of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. I wonder if you're almost persuaded to be a Christian. Well, tonight, my dear, time's getting on. We're coming nearly to the close of this gospel meeting. And how sad it would be to see you going out of this room again, almost persuaded to be a Christian. We had a man coming from Preston Fans down to the meetings. He came one of the first night, John Fleck was there. A man named Andy Gallagher. John Fleck tells me he prays for him every day in his house. Every day, don't look at the last meeting. I think Brother John Anderson all over the land speaking about it. He's come down to him every meeting. We've had 8 o'clock. And you know, Brother John Fleck had a bit of money, but always persuaded, and he's still unseen. Almost persuaded. And Brother John Fletcher said to him the last night, when he shook hands with him, he said, Andy, he says, your name is mentioned in my house every day. You might be saved. Oh, I often think of this man. He's come down week after week, and he's listened to the gospel message time and time again. He's followed the things of the things, and he's still unsaved. Now, this is not a story 2 years back, no, this is after me. Almost persuaded. Thank God we've seen some in the hall who are full of persuaded. The last night of the brother preached about 5 young souls saved. What a sight. Tears rolling down the cheeks. And the conviction of sinful weeks. There they were. 2 of us 3. Lord save me. One of the devil's cry. Lord save me. That was a prayer. I want to be saved tonight. You want to be saved tonight? Would you like to be saved tonight? I tell you this tonight for you. You could be. Oh, that you might come and trust the Savior. Don't walk with you through obedience. What is that condition to be in? When I think of this man again, this man who's lived with clubs all these days. This man who's Christian fans are telling me about. He's lived with clubs and clubs all these days. Almost persuaded. Mind you, he's in his 60s. But tonight, my dear, I wish I could be if the Lord Jesus Christ was to come to them. You were left lost in your sins. The last scripture I read is a red solid scripture, wasn't it? And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being a tongue. You know, they don't like the preaching of hellfire these days. I remember speaking to a Jehovah's Witness in the shop room. He told me that they didn't breathe me up. I said to him, could I read the scripture to him? And I read the scripture to him. I said, would you like to get a scripture? Oh, there's many of you, you know, that would hear some teaching out of the Lord of God. But you know, it can't be done. There are many tonight in a washed eternity, because that's where hell is, you know. It's at the end of a priceless life. If you reject Christ and part of this, you can be a king. help, your friendship, your help. Never again be persuaded to touch the name. Oh, Elisha, Elisha. In this wonderful day, where the gospel is being faithfully preached, given that, so to speak, the Spirit of God is here, convincing men of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come, and yet men and women are trifling with their souls, eternal salvation. Could I quote that verse again? Paul says, knowing the terror of the Lord, he desired to persuade men. I wonder if you must try to persuade a person to become a Christian. You know, if we realize what it was, if God said, to see a man saved, as the apostle said to King of the Bible, turn him from the evil ways and turn him to God, a soul saved for time and for eternity, joy given over one sinner, one good sinner that repented. Wouldn't you like to cause joy in heaven tonight? Well, if you come in your sins, we'll remind you of me and again, he said, I have thought. I want to give you a thought tonight. Well, we want you to change your mind. We can tell you many people in the scriptures who changed their mind when they came to Jesus. If you come tonight and see him in all his glory and beauty, his long suffering, not knowing that any should perish, but that all should come to him and live, you will change your mind. As I've said, what is a change of mind? It's repentance. You know, God stands aside and he never alters. Repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's the way God blesses tonight. It's the only way. People think it can be other ways, you know. I thought. It comes to me. I thought, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Oh my dear, God doesn't alter his way of salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, and there's no other name under heaven given amongst men but by the Christian than by and through the precious, fearless name of Jesus. Would you like to be saved tonight? Would you like to be fully persuaded and see you as the Apostle Paul on the first tonight? I know in whom I as a person want you to come in touch with Jesus. This glorious man. The man of Calvary, the man of God's control, the man of glory that's in the movies to speak about, the coming one, he's coming again. We want you to know him now as your Lord, your precious and personal Savior. Or are you going to still hope that you do obedience? You know, the Bible never tells us another thing about King Agrippa. It doesn't tell us he became a Christian. I think it's very sad hearing this. Almost the persuasion to be a Christian. Almost the. Would you like to be persuaded tonight? Well, there'll be an opportunity for you at the end of the meeting if you want to get saved now. The last night of Brother John's life, and we were sitting in him, he begged his heart to come forward. And there was a young man stood right in front of him. One of the five came forward and trusted the Savior. Yes? It's the same gospel. It's the same power. The apostle said he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, right? Because it was the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believed it. If you want to believe tonight, now is the accepted time. And now is the day of God's salvation. We need to trust it tonight for you.